think going through the Six Nations was a few things really. One was obviously winning, you know, the games particularly. You know, they were all in their own right fantastic experiences. You know, the four internationals that we won. But I guess part of it's also building that team and that sense of we're all in together. And you know, you can see as a coach when that happened, as well as obviously the support you receive, not just from the public but from family and friends, because you know they're passionate as well.
You know, watching the Six Nations, it made a nice change after the World Cup. The team were playing with pride, playing for the shirt, playing for each other. Is that something that you take some credit for, instilling that in the team?
Yeah, I don't think it happened by accident, that's for sure. I assumed, not having played international rugby, coming in as an international coach, you know, putting on a white shirt would create that sense of togetherness and pride and spirit that you'd find, you know, you expect when you represent your country. But team dynamics are never quite as simple as that, are they? You know, they're players come from 12 different clubs, all of whom play in different ways, all of whom believe in different things. You've got a group of players, all of whom are first choice for their club team, but internationally there can only be 15 starters. And then obviously the self-motivation. You know, everyone wants to play international rugby and it's a competitive position. And to a certain extent, that pulls you away from being a good team player, because you know, the selfish nature of individuals means that they want to get the shirt. And that's not a criticism, that's just the reality. So when you've got those things pulling you away from what creates a strong team, you've got to create a strong reason why and get them engaged in that. I think the Leeds camp and what we did in that week gave us the foundation for that. And the players have been brilliant. You know, they've all been about putting the team first rather than the individual. They've all been selfless and they've all understood and recognised, you know, what it means to play for England. And you know, there were some sort of things we did to achieve that.
Well, the World Cup's coming up in 2015. Is it realistic that we can win that?
I think it is. You know, I don't think it's going to be easy by any stretch of imagination, and I'm sure there'll be ups and downs along the way, but you know, if we can't have the self-confidence internally as a group of players and as a nation that we should be wanting to win our home World Cup, then you know, there should be something wrong with us. You know, there's got to be a lot of planning and thought gone into it, and that's, I think, where, you know, that's what we have done. You know, we have planned about getting the right group of players picked now, getting the right experience into them. In 4 years' time, when the World Cup comes around, we've still got a young group of players, but who have got 600 caps between them as opposed to 200 at the moment.